We're holding Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, about 7 lines down from the top of the page. We said in the Mishnah that there were 3 opinions as to who blew the Chalilim. Is it the Avdei Kahanim? Is it were families, Yisraelim, that were Yuchistic families able to marry Kuna? Or was it actual Levium? Machlaikis Tanakama, Rav Yesi, and Rav Chinim Ben Tignus. Says the Gemara, Leim Bak Mifik, that's the Machlaikis is based on the following Shaila. The man of Avadim, the one who says it is Avadim that blew the Chalilim, Kasavar Ikashir Bepeh. He held the ikashira is bepeh, the shira that the Levim did with their mouth, that's the ikashira. Who kli v'sume kala, and the kli was only there just to make the sound, make it sound nicer. Hu davida, and therefore, since the kli is only there a secondary, it's not part of the kavaida, not a problem for, you don't need Levim proper to do it, it could be done by even the avadim of the kanim. Umandam and Levim, the one who says that it has to be daf klevim, it's the b'chini b'atiknes, because of ikashira b'kli, he held the ikashira is b'kli, and therefore it required daf klevim. Says the Gemara, the Tisbara. Could that be? You left out the middle shita. According to your explanation, where does Rabbi Yossi fit in? Rabbi Yossi, my cousin, Rabbi Yossi says that it was Davka, Miyuchistik, Yisraelim families who did it. What does he hold? Ikasavar, Ikashir Bepeh, if he holds Ikashir Bepeh, Avadim Sagi, it's good enough with Avadim. Even if Ikashir Bepeh, so Kli is talking not really Ma'akiv, it's just there to make it sound nicer. It could be done even with Avikanani. And Ikasavar, Ikashir Bekli, Elamai holds Ikashir is indeed Bekli, so what's the mile of Yisraelim Michasim, if that's part of that, that's the Shira, Levim Binan, you need Levim to do the Shira, like Rav Chanan Ben Tignus. So where does Rav Yossi fall in? Says that's Gemara. The Gemara therefore says you're right. Ikashira bepeh is not the machlekes. Everyone agrees. Ikashira is bepeh. Leilam kasav ikashira bepeh. V'achah b'mal meduchim liyuchsin ulamaisus kamifkli. Machlekes is: do we assume that because someone did shira, is that going to give us reason to assume that therefore they're a kosher levi, or they have kosher yichus, or both, or none? That's the shaila. What assumptions do we make from the fact that someone does avoda? And based on the assumptions that we make, that's who we're going to allow to do this avoda. Says the Gemara, Hacham Malav Meduchin Yichsin Lamashus Kamefigi Man Da Amar Avadim Hayu. The one who says Rameir Shita Tanakama, who says that it was even Avdei Kahanim who did the Chalilim, he holds Kasaver Ein Malav Meduchin Leilichsin Leilmasris. Again, Ikashir is bepeh, so everyone agrees Me'ikar Adin, even Avdei Kahanim are fine. The reason why Rameir holds L'mais Avdei Kahanim are fine is because he holds, besides for the din of Shira, we're not concerned that you're going to see this Eved, Kanani, doing the Kli and assume he has good Yichus, or assume that he's a Levi from Isris, because people were not Mala from Duchen, from going up to the podium for Yuchsin or for Maestros. Manda ma Levim. Rav Chanan Ben Tignus says it has to be Dafka be Levim. It's because he holds Kasavar Mal Meduchim Bein Yuchsin Bein the Maestros. He holds that if someone is involved in the Klei Shir on the Duchen, if he's going to be doing it at the Tzibur, the assumption is going to be clearly that he's a Levi with good Yichus. So we're going to be Mala both Yichus and to say he's a Levi to give him Maestro. And therefore, even though Maker Adin, it did not have to be a Levi, people are going to assume it was a Levi, and therefore it has to be only a Levi. Lamanda Amar Yisraelim Hayu, and according to the opinion that it's Yisraelim, which is Rabesi, the middle opinion that it's Dafka Yisraelim Yichasim, he holds a hybrid Kasavar Mal Meduchim Yichasim, that people will say the fact that he's up on the Duchen is a riot that he has good Yichas, but they won't make the mistake for Leilam Maestros, and we won't say that he's fit for Maestros for Levi. We won't say he's for sure Levi, but we will say that has good Yichas, and therefore we have to make sure that he is indeed someone of good Yichas in order to do the Chalilim. It's a question really, what comes first, what comes second? If we don't ever require to have a proper Levi to do the Klei Shir, why would people make that assumption in the first place? Apparently the Gemara was, the Machlekes is, what mistake it could lead to. Now it's interesting, there's a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Samach Tes, the guy with this din of Ikashir Bepeh. The Gemara in Kedushin says, it brings the Pasuk in Ezra in Perichas, where Ezra says that on his way back up to Yerushalayim, he was looking for Levim, and B'nei Levi Le'matzasham, I didn't find any Levim there. I, Taisus, Rashi will ask, I, at the beginning of that very same parak, the fourth parak Kedushin, the Gemara, the parak starts off, Asar Yichsin Alum Above Alert Sol, there was 10 Yichsin, Kayan, Levi, Yisrael, Levi was part of the Yichsin that went up. So what happened to those Levim? Why couldn't Ezra find those Levim? So Rashi takes the answer, because those Levim that were missing the behindness, their thumbs had been cut off, so there are no Levim fit for Shira. They're missing their thumbs, and therefore no Levim fit for Shira. The Gemara in Yevamos, and I think it's Beivav, the Gemara says that because Ezra couldn't find any Levim, they are penalized, and they no longer get Maaser. Maaser now goes to the Kohanim, but doesn't go to Levim anymore, because since they didn't come up with Ezra, they were penalized. Taisus and Yevamos asked, if Ikashira was Bepeh, then why is it an issue? We know, again, we said there were Levi'im there. They just were missing the thumbs. So if we hold, like I was saying in our sugya, the Ikashir's Bepeh, why was it an issue that there was no Levi'im there present with thumbs? Why couldn't you use those Levi'im that were there without thumbs to sing? What's the relevance of having thumbs if you don't need it for the kli anyway? Tosfos answered that even if Ikashir's Bepeh, there was still a mitzvah of doing the kli. Ikashir is taka bepeh, but there still is a mitzvah of kli, and that element was missing, and therefore they were knast. Ask the Shagaz, I understand. Based on our Gemara, it goes deeper. We said very clearly, if you hold that Ikashira is bepeh, that means even an Eved Kenani can do the Klei Shir. You're right, these Levim couldn't do Klei Shir because they're missing their thumbs, and Shira still, and Klei Shir is still a mitzvah. But you don't need the Levim to do it, because if you hold Ikashira is bepeh, all you require Levim for is the Shira. The Klei Shir, the Kalim, could be done with a non-Levi B'chal. So I asked the Shagazai, how does this answer take away the issue? Shagazai therefore says a very interesting take on the whole story. He says, what happens, all the Levi that went up from Ezra to Eretz Yisrael were all missing their thumbs. Punkt. He said, these were the Levim that were around at the time of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And when they came in and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they found the Levim and they took off the Rishonim, they took off their thumbs because these Levim were the ones playing the Klei Shir. And therefore, says the Shagaz Aryeh, what's happening was only the Levim that were around by the first Beis HaMikdash cared enough to go back up. All the younger Levim didn't care to go back up. These Levim that went back up were so old that, forget about the fact that they're missing their thumbs and couldn't do Klei Shir, they wouldn't have been able to sing either. Even Shir Bepeh they couldn't do just because of the age. A very interesting take on the history from the Shagaz Aryeh. And therefore, since they couldn't do Shir Bepeh, the only ones that went up were ones that couldn't do Shir Bepeh, therefore Shevet Levi was knast, and they no longer got the maestros. Now there's a separate taisis in Masechtas Tainis that says a big chiddush, which also does not seem to stem with our Gemara. Taisis says that if Ikashir is Bepeh, then anyone can do it. If Ikashir is Bepeh, anyone can do it, because singing is not a maisa. Meaning if Ikashir is Bekli, it's a physical maisa, it's considered an action, therefore there could be a kaveda on having Levi. But if Ikashir is Bepeh, since it's not really a shtaka maisa, then it could be done by anyone, you wouldn't necessarily need a Levi. Which again, is clearly not like a Gemara. Gemara seems to be saying the opposite, that if Ikashir is Bepeh, then you need a Levi just for the Shira. But if Avad for Shira, you would need a Levi. It's a little bit difficult to understand how Tosfos stems with this Gemara. Okay. So that's Gemara right there. We're coming at again that we're saying Ikashir is Bepeh, and I'm like, this is where the Ma'al Yichsana. Tarabon. Hashir Ma'akiv is a carbon. Nu Alacha. Hashir, this Shira is Ma'akiv the carbon. Divir Meir. Vacham Meir ain't a Ma'akiv. So Meir says, this Shira is Ma'akiv the carbon. If you don't have Shira, the carbon is no good. Racham is saying, you know, it's not Ma'akiv. Now the obvious question, Taisis asked, the Shita asked, is how could Shira be Ma'akiv the carbon? The Shira is done during the Nesachim. And if you don't do Nesachim B'chal, you already get a Kapara. Kapara is Chal even on Nesachim. Kapara is Chal once you bring the carbon. The Shita makes the question stronger. You can actually be in the Nesachim days later, even after you brought the carbon. So how could it be that you don't get a kapara if you don't have Shira, when the part that Shira is involved with is after the kapara anyway? So the Shita answers, I think it's from the Tosfos Rush, that, Anachrami, if you were doing the Nesachim the next day, then Shira wouldn't be Makiv. In a case where you were Makadish the Nesachim that day, so it has to be brought that day, so therefore Nesachim becomes part of the carbon. In that case, if you don't have Shira, then Anachrami, it would pass the carbon. Tosfos is more simple. Tosfos says that Anachrami, you're not passing the carbon. It means you're passing the Nesachim chilek of the carbon. It means it's ma'akev not for the carbon itself, for the Nesachim chilek of the carbon. Okay, says the Gemara, what's the source? The Mechalik is my time, their mayor, the Amar Krah, ve'etna es alavim, nesunim la'aron, ulevanim b'tech b'nei Yisrael, l'chabab b'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk says, I gave it to levim, nesunim la'aron, ulevanim b'tech b'nei Yisrael, l'chabab b'nei Yisrael, v'tayrshin, ma'kapara ma'kev, it's just like the kapara is ma'kev, avshir ma'kev, it's just like the kapara portion is ma'kev that the Kanam do, so to Levim's portion, namely the Shira, is ma'kev as well. Rabbanu, what are they going to say? Now, the truth is that when the Gemara says before, my time, their mayor, the Amar Krah, there's a girsa that says, Amar Rabbi Lazar Amar Kra. This is a girsa they bring, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Shas means Amar Lazar Amar Kra. And it's pretty clear that's the right girsa, because right now, the Gemara says, Rabbanim, what do they do with that pasuk? Hahu, they use the pasuk le'idach Rabbi Lazar, for another member of Rabbi Lazar. So the same Rabbi Lazar who said one drasha from this pasuk, that Levim Shir is ma'akiv, just like the kapar is ma'akiv, he has another drasha from the very same pasuk, Amar Rabbi Lazar, ma'kapar b'yayim, afshir b'yayim, just like kapar is by day, so too Shir is by day. Now I'm not sure if these two drashas are exclusive, obviously not. Rabbi Lazar, the same person saying them, but it could be the Rabbanah held of the second member of Rabbi Lazar, the second drasha, and not of the first drasha. And the drasha again is that Shira has to be by day, just like Kapara is by day, which is interesting because sometimes we know that if the Karbah is done by day, you are allowed to do the Nisach at night. As long as you weren't Mekadosh in a Kli by daytime, if you were, then you have to do it before nightfall. But if you weren't Mekadosh in a Kli by daytime, you could do the Nisach at night. So it's interesting that we're saying, but the Shira is only done by day. Amar Rabbi Mishmuel. Menayin Lekashir Minatera. What is the source for this Chiyuv of Shira Minatera? Shenemar V'sheiris B'Shem Hashem Alekav. It says you should serve with the name of Hashem. Ezer Sheiris B'Shem Hashem. How do you have a service with the name of Hashem? Avem is a Shira. Singing is the service with Hashem's name. V'em Nesiyas Kapayim. Maybe the Pasuk is referring to Duchening. Nesiyas Kapayim is with the shame of Hashem. Right? Yisa, when you say the Berachas Kainim is with Shem Hashem. It says elsewhere, Lagabe Kehanim. Also, Sefer Dvarim. It says, L'sharisay L'varach Shemai. It separates Sheiris, which is serving, and Baruch Shemai. V'chal D'Baruch Shemai Lav Sheirisi. The Baruch Shemai the Kehanim do is not part of Sheiris. L'sharisay is one, that's serving, that's Avaida. U'l'varach Shemai, that's Baruch Shemai. Baruch Shemai is separate from Sheiris. So, therefore, must be that when it says V'sheiris B'Shem Shemaikav, is a different Avaida. What is that? That's the Avaida of Shira of the Levium. Now, it's interesting. So Agamar is deflecting that Berachas Kohanim is not considered, does not have the status of an Avaida. L'maisa, it's a Shaila. The Gemara is a Shaila in Saita, and Daf Lamaches, and the Amud Eish says it's Mamish based on this Shaila in Agamara. The Gemara is a Shaila where the Kohanim can sit, or they have to stand when they say Berachas Kohanim. First, the Gemara says a Brisa that says they should be standing, then it says, no, maybe they can even be sitting. And Reb Nassan uses the pasuk and says l'sharsay u'levarach shemai. This very same pasuk l'sharsay u'levarach shemai to say that they have to do it while standing. So the question really is, what are we learning out of the pasuk? Are we learning out of the pasuk that baruch shemai, meaning namely duchening, is also a sheiris? Is that the drasha? In which case, it would be not like Agamar over here, and it would be coming out of the ansaita that was saying baruch kadam is a sheiris, and maybe you won't have a source. The source for shira wouldn't work. Or no, maybe what the pasuk is just saying is we're comparing Sheiris to Baruch Shemai. We're comparing, just like Sheiris Avaida needs to be standing, so to Baruch Shemai, which is not an Avaida, which is imperfect with Agamara, also needs to be standing, but not that Baruch Shemai by Duchening is an Avaida. Maybe Duchening is not an Avaida. The Meister Advaz does bring an explanation that the Torah says that Kohen is Mechuyev to wash his hands and say Al Tizayim before Berachas Kohanim, even though the Chiyuv to wash is only Darbanan. So he explains, what's the pshat? The pshat is because it's like an Avaida. And before an Avaida, you wash your hands. So do you wash your hands? That would seem to indicate that he is learning that it is like a proper Avaida. Okay. Zaytim Avaida, another source. A second source that Shira is Minatayra. Ramasa Marmelcha, Tachas Hashem Levatas Hashem Lekecha, B'simcha V'Tavlevav. Right? The Pasuk by Teicha, because you didn't serve Hashem with Simcha and Tavlevav. Eiz Avaida. What Avaida is done? B'simcha V'Tavlevav. What Avaida is done with Simcha and Tavlevav? Hava'im is a Shira. I say that the Avaida we're talking about is the Avaida of Shira. Shira is done with Simcha and Tavlevav. Said the Gemara, Be'im Divitera? Who told you it's Shira? Maybe the Vitara. And we see Torah is done with Simcha's Lev, the Chsiv, Pukuti Hashem Mishar Mazamch Lev. Pasuk Ketilim says that the Pukuti Hashem are in Perikites are Mazamch Lev. Mazamch Lev, Ikri Tev Lev. The Gemara says that, yes, Torah is Mazamch Lev, but Torah is not called Tev. Now, before we even go further, obvious question is, Tevli Torah Spicha, Malfis Avichesev, Ki Lekach Tev Nasat Lecham Torah Sat Azevu. In many places, Torah is exactly called Tev. How can Gemara say that Torah is not called Toiv? So the Mefarshim answer, Tesis already says, that you don't find Toiv by Torah to get with Sam Chilev. You find either Sam Chilev or you find Toiv. You don't find Toiv and Sam Chilev together at the same time. That was what the Mar means. Not that Torah is not called Toiv, you don't find it together. Let's stick with that answer. Okay. Nehme Bikurim. Ask the Gemara, maybe Toiv in the Pasuk of by the Teicha, it says you should be good with all the Tev Hashem did for you. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is referring to. Simcha v'tuv leivav. And therefore, we're not talking about Shira. It says, no, because Tev ikri tuv leivav. Tev leiv is a stronger madriga. Le ikri. What's that? That's Shira. That's the second source for Shira Meratayra. Amar Vasa, before you go to the third source, the Gemara brings another Memrat's related. Menai lebikurim shetun neshira. Having no bikurim requires shira. I see toiv toiv mahacha. We bring a gzeir shava toiv toiv from over here. Says toiv by shira, which is Rav Masa's source. That means shira. It says toiv by bikurim. We're saying the toiv over there is shira, not bikurim. But it's teaching that you need shira by bikurim. Ain yes the Gemara, but it doesn't work because you only have shira when you have yayin. Vamar b'shmul b'chmini amar b'yenison. How do you know you only say Shira when there's Yayin? Yayin is meaning Nesachim. Says the Gemara Shenemar, we know people who have yayin, we drink the yayin. But in Beis Hamikdash, Vayid Rakash Baruch Hu means nisach with yayin. So how do you know you only say shir if you have nisach with yayin? Shenemar, Vatem lo magefen echdalti, esti reishi, ha-mesameach elikim vanashim, the wine which is mesameach elikim vanashim. We understand that manashim mesameach, wine gladdens people that we get. Elikim, v'man mesameach, how does wine gladden Hashem? Bekashir mishir, al-yayin, means you only say shira when there's nisach with yayin. And bikurim, there's no nisach. So what does it mean that you have shir by bikurim? What's this drasha of Ramasna? Mishkachas like a tani beis. The more answers you find, like a beis, he says priyata maybe. When the pasuk says you should bring a pri, it means pri dafka pri. If you have to maybe mashkin, you can't bring liquids. Hey, venavim v'derchan benayin. How you know if you bring bikurim, you take grapes for bikurim and you grind, press them into wine? How do you know that it's also kasher tam lemetavi? The first actually speak out that the way it works is it's not like a lechatchilim b'diavad. It's more than that. You're supposed to bring pri, and if you grind it into, press it into wine or grapes first, grape juice first, before you bring it up as bikurim, Yitaka can't designate it as bikurim. Only once you've designated the grapes as bikurim and you brought it up, if you then choose to press it into wine, once it's already brought up as bikurim, then it's okay. So, hey, it's good. Tamalemer Tavi, Tavi's marba that once it already was brought, designated the grapes as bikurim, and now you press it into wine, into juice, that's going to be good. So, that's a case where you have wine as bikurim, so you could have nisach, and therefore you could have shira. Ask the mefarshim, very nice. But Taisus Bereshim, but you only answered Ramasa's halacha was Bikurim Nisira, and you came up with one Hachav Mayaskinan where you went against the norm and you pressed the grapes and you made juice. There you have Shira. Where else you have Shira? So Taisus explains that Nechami, once we see that when you press the grapes into juice, you have Shira by Bikurim, they enacted Shira by Bikurim across the board. So you're right. Really, Ikud and Shira by Bikurim would only be in a case where it's Taka wine, but they enacted it across the board. Once we find that it passes to have Shira by Bikurim, they did it across the board by all Bikurim, not just when you press into grapes. Chizki Amar Achizki says back to the sources that Shira of Levim is Matayra. Source number three. Uvinyo, Kinanyo, Sar Levim, Kinanyo, the Sar Levim, Bemasa, Yasser Bemasa, Ki Mavenu. So he was like directing the Masa, the carrying, because he was a maven. He was an expert. Al Tikri Yasser, Ella Yashir. Don't read Yasser, rather Yashir. He led in the singing. So we see a pasuk that he was leading in the singing, the chiv of singing for Levim. Bilvati Amar, Rebecha Mehacha, a fourth source. Lavad Avaydis Avayda. The pasuk says two Avaydis Avayda. Is Avaydis Shuch Avayda. We do have Avayda in Avayda. Havim Zu Shira. Shira is always said during other Avaydas. Shira is always said during other Avaydas. That's Avaydis Avayda. It refers to Shira. Rebizak Amar Mehacha, fifth source. Su Zimro Stunu Seif, Kiner Nam Novel. Raise up a song and hit the drums with the sweet harp and the novel we had in the Mishnah. So we see that you're supposed to have singing when you do the bring the kabbonis. The next two sources are going to be very closely related to the source. Or Nachman Yitzchak Amar Bracha, sixth source. Hema Yisu Kaelim Yerenu Begayin Hashem Tzolamayim. So the simple way to understand this is again, it says Hema Yisu Kaelim. They lift up their voices. How do you lift up their voices? Like it says in another pasuk, Su Zimra. Go, have a Shira. So that would be a source of Shira. Others want to say this pasuk, actually the source is from the Lashon of Yerenu. They're saying, Begayin Hashem, the Gain of Hashem, the Gain of Hashem is the base of Migdash. So Yerenu Begayin Hashem is the source. Nothing to do with Yisu, according to the way others learn. But okay, it's going to be Mashmah in the next Gemara that it is connected. V'tana Ma'isi, Lamehacha, a seventh source is from Oviel, V'nei Kas, the Nasan, Ke'avaitis, Akadish, Lehem, Bekas, if you so. To V'nei Kas, they didn't have wagons because the Avaida was on them to carry on their shoulder. What is that double lashon? Carry on the shoulder. Carrying usually means on the shoulder. Shoulder means carrying. Masha Shem Bekasav. En Yedea She Yisov. If it says on the shoulder, obviously means carrying. Matamam Yisov. En Yisov El Lashon Shira. Yisov El Lashon Shira. Like we had going back to the fifth source. Vaimer, like it said, Vachin Vaimer, Su Zimru Tu Usnu Seif. That was the fifth source. Vaimer, and we had like in the sixth source, Yisu Kael Mirenu. Yisu Kael Mirenu again, a lashon of seeking by Yisu and Su. Therefore, in this pasuk as well, Vnei Kahas, which is the seventh source, was saying lashon Bekasav Yisov is lashon of singing, an eighth source. Charei Merachi Bishua Aimer Mehacha. Meisha Yidaber Volekim Yanan Abakom. Meisha would speak, and Hashem spoke out with a voice. So the simple text was: this is talking about the first two. Aseres Dibros Hashem spoke out himself. Klal Yisrael couldn't handle it, so the remaining ones were said by Meisha Rabbeinu through Hashem. Said it through Meisha. So the point is that we darshan Meisha Yidaber Volekim Yanan Abakom. Al Iskei Kol. Top of a base, you know, from base. Al Iskei Kol. It was Al Iskei Kol for the din of Kol. Meisha Rabbeinu was obviously the ultimate, the Levi. Al Iskei Kol. Akash Baruch Hu is teaching Meisha Rabbeinu the din of Shira Bekol for Levim. Rav Ashi Amar Mehecha. Ninth source. Vikech Lemechatzim Mosherim Lashmiya Kol Echad. It was together the trumpeters and the singers. They sang it aloud in one voice. It's putting together the chatzaitzeris with the singer. It's just a chatzaitzeris, you know, it's part of the Avaida. So too, singing is part of the Avaida. Rabbeinu said, Amar Hachav, Le'emusa Gam Heim, gamatem. It says Akash Baruch told the Kanem about the different kalim and the mizbeach, and about not coming too close and not dying. And it says levim too shouldn't come too close and they shouldn't die. The gamheim gamatem idarshan matem avayz mizbeach. Just like Kanem, you do avayz mizbeach, afim avayz mizbeach. So to levim are avayz mizbeach. And what part of avayz mizbeach will levim do? That would be the shira. That's the 10th, and I believe the final source for shira. Another verse says very similar. It's teaching you that you have to do your avodah kanim, and levim do their avodah. If you do bishalahem, the levim's avodah, namely shira, or if the levim do your avodah, some other avodah that's supposed to be bekanim, but misa, the zechiv misa for stepping over boundaries, a kain acting as levi or vice versa. Heim bishalahem. What if levim overstep their boundaries? We know levim. We've been focusing in the past few blah on shira. We've been focusing on Shira, but we know there's other Avedis as well. Levim also were the gatekeepers. So there's the Mesherim and the Sha'arim, the gates. What if someone who's part of the group of gatekeepers switches over to Shira or vice versa? The halacha is, Ein Mimis El Bazara, Ein Bishlam, if they go across the boundaries within their own shevet, then in a b'misa bazar, it's still lav, but it's not b'misa, but it's a lav. Amar Abaye, Nakhtinim Shar Shir Bach Shachavirim b'misa. Abaye argues that we have a Maseri that a Levi, who is a singer, who ended up being busy with the gatekeeping, he's chayv misa for overstepping his boundaries, just like if you went to do avodas kayanim. Shinemar v'chein l'fei mishkan kaid l'fei ayomayed, v'azar akarav yumas. My v'azar. What does it mean, the zar that comes close? Yumas. Ilim azar mamish. It means a regular zar. Haksiv chadazim. It's very pasuk tells us a zar hakarav yumas. El alav the zar deis avodah. It means someone who's not really a zar, he's a levi. But he's a zar to this avodah because he's from the Mesherim and he's getting involved with the Sharim. He's a zar to this avodah. That's also chayv misa according to Abaye. Meis v'yas the Gemara. Mishayir Shashir, someone who's a singer who did the gatekeeping, or vice versa, Mishayir, a gatekeeper, Shashir, who's saying, Ain't a Misa al-Bazara. The Bryce is black and white, there's no Misa, only Azara, like the Bryce we said before, not like the Messiah that Abaye brought. Gemara says Tanayi, Takamachai is Tanayim, the Tanya. Maisa Bishop Mechanai, the Serb Bishop Mechanai, Shalach Lelasaye, he was a Levi, and he was one of the singers. Hashalach Lelasaye Ba'agofas, Tlosseis, Eitzor Bechanim, Mechanim Ben Good Gada. He went to go help Mechanim Gada, also Levi, who was in the gatekeepers, and he went to help him, and even though Rabbi Shimon Mechanai was a singer. Turn back. You're from the singers, not from the gatekeepers. Don't engage. Don't even help on the gatekeeping side. What's the machlek? Because the Gemara is taking for granted that helping would not really be a full-fledged isser itself. Helping wouldn't be an isser itself. So what's the machlek? My lachem and cooking. Machlek is the mar savar misahi. The Gazbar Abanan, Rabbi Yechman Gagada held that doing the act itself of gatekeeping would be achiv misa, and therefore the Abanan made a gzeira not to even help. Not that helping be achiv misa, but even helping because the act itself is misa, so chamer, they made a gzeira. Umar Savazari, and Rabbi Shua, who held that he is able to help, he was attempting to help before Rabbi Yechman Gagada stopped him, he held that Azari, even closing the gate itself would only be an Azara, and therefore the Gazbar brother Abanan didn't make a gzeira not to help. Because you may come to close the gate, because even if you close the gate, it's azar. We're not minimizing it deraisa, but it's a lot of deraisa, it's not chiv misa. Therefore, they didn't feel a need to make a gzeira to protect it. Isn't that the machlekes? We see that Abaye's machlekes with the braises, his mesira that he has, which is not like the braises, where Abaye's saying it's chiv misa, and the braises saying it's only chiv azara, is the same machlekes as Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Chaim ben Gadgadar, says Gemara, no. The Mar deflects and says, "Dekuli ama azari." I'll tell you, everyone agrees to the braises, not like what Abaye was saying from the mesira. Everyone agrees that it's only elav. And the Machlokes just says, Marasav and Messiah, Gazer Rabbanu, Marasav and Gazer Rabbanu. The Machlokes just says, were they Gazer on a Messiah or not? Were they Gazer to protect from a lav or not? That's called Machlokes. Again, no one's saying that Messiah itself is the Isser. But were they Gazer than a Messiah? I shouldn't do it. Atu being out of the lav? Or were they not Gazer out of the lav? But everyone agrees that it's only a lav, not a Chiv Misa. Perhaps. So we're deflecting that Abaye does not necessarily have a source from a Machlokes Tanayim to back up the opinion that he brought. Bayer of Oven. Eilas nidava, eilas nidva sibur. So, an eila that's being brought as a nidva sibur. Again, so normally you bring the shiur we've been talking about is by regular kabbanis, tamish shashacha, tamish ben abayim. So, that's the normal shira. What about by a eila that's brought as nidava? They used to have extra money for the machs shekel money and the shayfas donated money, and they'd use that money to fill up the mizbeach. It's called ketz mizbeach, dessert for the mizbeach, and they'd fill up and bring eilas nidava. So let's say the sibur brought eilas nidava. Is there, does it need shira or not? And I listen to the Vesibra, tuna shira, ain't tuna shira. What's the shayla? I listen to the Vesibra, tuna shira. Does say plural, I listen to the Vesibra. So that means include achas, Eilos Chayva of Achas Eilos Nedava? Does it mean to include Sai Eilos Chayva and Eilos Nedava, and therefore the Rishir Eidelma Eilos Seichem Deklu Yisrokamar? No, Eilos Seichem means the Eilos of all of Klai Yisrael, meaning the Chiyav, when Klai Yisrael brings a Tamid, let's say, when Chayav brings a Tamid or Musaf, those belong to all of Klai Yisrael, so it's plural because it's Karbanis that belong to all of Klai Yisrael, but not every type of Eilos, meaning Eilos Nedava does not perhaps have Shira. Let's see. Tashima. Chizkiyo asked about bringing the Eilos on the Mizbeach. Ubeis, when they came back to the base of Migdash, Ubeis, Hechal Eila, Hechal Shir Hashem, Chatzay Tzvah, Fayde, Klei David, Melch Yisrael. And when they brought the Eila, and they began, they had the trumpets with the Shira, with the Kalim from David, and they were singing to the Melch of Yisrael. Sorry. They were singing, using the Kalim of David Melch Yisrael. Hai Shir Maivit, they know. The Rice is describing, there was a song going on. What was this shal about the song? Elam does chayva. If we're talking about chayva, lam lam luchi. Why did Chizkiy have to ask whether they should do a song or not? If it's el chayva, of course there's a chiv for a song. Elav does dava. Elamai was el dava, and he wasn't sure. Mamash our shayla whether el dava has a song. And lemais the pasuk says clearly they sing a song to Hashem that they ultimately did do a song. We pasuk el dava has a song. I'm a basif loy. We weren't talking over there about el dava. Stam el dava. We're talking about el chayva. Le el shvish chaydish habe. It was el shvish chaydish. I asked me what was the question. The kambayle mi hook for el chaydish with mani lekarif eloy. Is it for sure? Are we sure? The Rish Chodesh is being established in the right time, and the Karmus of today, the Eila is required. Again, it wouldn't be required, then it's just an Eila, but are we sure that's really the Eila Rish Chodesh, and therefore we'll say Shira, or is it perhaps not even the Eila Rish Chodesh, because we're on the wrong day, and it doesn't need Shira? It's a very nice interpretation that it was a shayla about Eilos Chodesh, but the story happened in the middle of the month. V'aksev b'yayim shish as l'chodesh arishan v'yayim cheskiyol l'halis Eilos Mizbeach. It was on the 16th day of Nisan, and he said to bring up this, he asked whether to bring up this Eilos Mizbeach. If it happened on the 16th of Nisan, obviously it was not a shayla of Rish Chodesh. That's the you're right. What happens on the 16th of Nisan? Aymer. That was the shayla. Aymer, Rami B'Reid, Rav Yeva, Kefes Abama, Aymer, Kambele. It was talking about the kefes that comes with the Aymer. And the shayla was, mi kava Rish Chodesh with Bani Lekarvalai. His shayla was Rish Chodesh established in the right time that now that you can do Shira, you can bring the carbon properly as together with the Eimer today or not? That was his shayla. Nothing to do with the Eilos Nedava. Maskar of Evyev, Lechzi Pesach Yavid, Matzei Chiyachal. I understand. If he's not sure, what did he do yesterday about, now the first point out, why didn't he ask about Karbanos of Pesach? The Karbanos of yesterday. Karbanos yesterday weren't in Shiloh because that was the day they got back the base of Middash and they were able to be Karbanos. But what about Pesach in general? What about Matzah in general? Why wasn't he worried the day before about eating Matzah or about keeping Pesach? What about that? Ella, that can't be the issue either. Obviously, they knew the time. At that point, they already knew the date. Ella Marvashi, Mita Vishluchu de Tzipur Mimlach. A whole new answer. Simple. Chizkiy didn't have a question. It was Derech Kavod else the like a Shliach Tzibur says, are you ready for me to daven? Am I able to daven? Do I have permission to daven? So to Chizkiy is asking permission to lead the carbon, not really asking if he can. Ashta Aslachis, once you say this is the case, you don't have to say we're talking about Eimer anymore. He wasn't asking about the Eimer, can I do it? Permission, go back to Ayla. So you have two options now. Either it was the carbon that's brought with the Eimer, the Kevis brought the Eimer, or it was the regular Ayla Schaiva that we originally thought, and he wasn't asking really because it was a shayla, he was asking for permission, derech kavod, therefore it's not a raya to our shayla, whether Eilos Nedava has shir or not. Tashma being another raya, Rabbi Yisrael Megalgal and Schus Leim Zakev Chayv Leim Chayv. When Megalgal, Schus, don't think that the idea of a good day and a bad day is heebie-jeebie. No, it really exists. There are days that are auspicious, that are designated for good, and the days that Nebuchad designated for not so, for the opposite, for ominous things. Amru, like they said, famous, Keshchor Beis HaMikdash, Kishkar Babayis Bershani, when the base Rishon was Nechrav, Isa, Yahim Tisha B'Avayo was Tisha B'Av, which we know also goes back to Meraglim. Umayt Shabbos, Ayos, Mayt Shabbos, Mayt Shvias, Isa, it was the year of the Shvias, Mishmar Tisha Yerav, Isa, it was the Mishmar Yerav, it was his Mishmar. Ve'ikanam Levim, Imdim, Al Duchanam, Im Shira, Kanam Levim were on there, Duchaning, saying Shira, Umayt Shira, Amra, what Shira were they saying? Ve'ashav Aleim, As Ainam, Vrasam, Yats Misim. That was the Shira they were saying, Ve'ay Speak Aleim, Yats Misim, Hashem Lekenu, and Mamish Mitten the Shira, while they mow the Shira, Nebuch, the Rishayim came, and they conquered them. Achibo, even the Kivshim, the enemies came, and they conquered them, and they didn't get to finish the Avodah Shira. V'chein b'shnian, a similar story happened in the destruction of the second base Midrash. Now, Haishim Ravidte, what was the Shira? Ilim the Eilos Chayva, if the Shira they're saying was for Eilos Chayva, Mihave, when they came to ultimately destroy the base Midrash on Tes B'Av, that was weeks after they stopped having the Tammuz. One of the reasons we fast on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz coming up is because of Batal atamid. Says Gemara, Bishvas miyavi, Bishvas batal atamid. The Tamid Rebbe was batal on Shivas batamid. So what carbon were they saying shira for? Ela lav elos nadava. Ela mai, it was shira for elos nadava. There was no elos nadava they happened to have. They were able to bring that day. And that's what they're saying shira for. In fact, Gemara, the obvious kasha, one second. If you have an animal for elos nadava, they just didn't have animals for Tamid, that's why they stopped. But if you have animal for elos nadava, and you're doing it, do it for the Tamid first. Says Gemara, Tisbar, Masha delos nadava, Tilihavi didn't have animals for elos nadava. Masha delos nadava, how could they have an animal for elos nadava and not for elos nadava? What's going on over here? Kash Gemara says, that's not fair. Ben Bakr Akri Ba'alma, Distramilu. For Eilus Cheva, for the Tamid, you need it to be a Kevis, every morning Kevis in the afternoon. For Eilus Nadava, it could be a cow. It could be a calf. They had the chance upon a calf, which they could bring for Eilus Nadava, but they couldn't bring it for the Tamid. Okay. Amar Rava, Vitem Rashi, still. So now you're saying it's Eilus Nadava, and therefore, and they were saying Shira when they came to destroy the Bais Hamikdash. Must be of Shira by Eilus Nadava. Vitisbara, Shira de Yaimei. Were they saying the Shira of that day of Sunday? What's the yom of Sunday? We know we say it till today. L'Hashem Ratzim Lai. We say Kapitul Chavdal. L'Hashem Ratzim Lai. Vayashav Leim Esayinam. B'Shir Da'arba B'Shabesu. Vayashav Esayinam is Wednesday's Shir Shiyam, not Sunday's. Ela Ila Ba'amu D'Narfalei B'Mayo. It was just a song that came into their mouths. That something they were singing wasn't part of the regular than Shira. You can't bring any proof to the din of Eilus Nadava having a Shira. In fact, the Marva I'm not on Duchanim Tani, but it said they were standing on Duchanim. That's Mashma. They were in the middle of doing their Chayv. Wasn't Stam a song? Kedir Shlakish Tamer, Eimer Shlahel al Karbon, Shlahel Karbon. Like Rishlakish, who says that you could sing even on the Karbon. So here's a big din. Levim could sing Shira even not during Karbon. The mitzvah, the Chiv, we brought 10 sources that during Karbonas there's a mitzvah of Shira. Fine. But you're allowed to sing, Levim are allowed to sing also. Even though singing now is like an avodah, they let us sing even when there's no carbon. So ask the more obvious question. So then, what's the whole shalat to begin with? By Elson Dava, you asked if there's din shira. You tell me that you can sing even when there's no carbon machal. So of course you have shira by Elson Dava. Ask the more yachi Elson Dava nami lema. Gemara says no, nafmi nechorba. On the contrary, it's worse because if there's no chiv of shira by Elson Dava and you're going to sing, so sometimes you'll sing, sometimes you won't because no chiv. People are going to think that when it comes to Elos having shira is optional, they may think the shira is optional by Elos Tamid also, by the Tamid, the Elos Chayva also. That could lead to a mistake, and therefore, if there's a chiv of Shir Ba'elos Chayva, you do it. If not, they wouldn't do it at all in order to prevent there from being a confusion by Elos Chayva that people think you don't have to do there either. We would just stop from having Shir Ba'elos Nadava at all to avoid that confusion. Mahavela, what was the resolution of this? Tashema. Tony Rav Mari Brayd Rav Kana. Alisechem Azvichem Balzivche Shalmeichem. The pasuk compares Alisechem. It's talking about sounding the trumpets over the El Sechem and Zivchei Shamechem. The Zivchei Shamechem, by the way, is referring to the Kifsei Atzeres, the Shlamim that were brought on Shavuos. So Ma'ilah Kodesh Yashem, Avshlam Kodesh Yashem. So we learn out one from the other. Typically, Ailah Kodesh Yashem, what are the three Kodesh Yashem? Again, Ailah Chatas Ashem. All Menachos Kodesh Yashem, but from Karbanis, typically it's only Ailah Chatas Ashem that Kodesh Yashem. Shlamim, Meiser, Pesach, Bechor, those are all Kodesh Kalim. Taidas form Shlam, all Kodesh Kalim. However, there's one shlam that's kachikachim, namely, ma'ila kachikachim, af shlam kachikachim. This shlamim was like kachikachim, at least it got the shear of kachikachim. The shlam actually also was only eaten, kifsei tzeres, only eaten for one day and one night, which is a din that's associated with, like it's fully burnt, but chatas asham, eaten only for one day and one night, whereas kachikachim is eaten for 2 days and one night. This kifsei tzeres had a din like kachikachim in the sense that it had shear like kachikachim, it's only eaten for one day and one night like kachikachim, and the flip side, mashlam kavulam zman, just like shlamim that have a shira, that we're talking about in this pasuk, that have a shira, have a kavias man, the shlam kifsei tzeres, af eilos kavulam zman, the eil that has a kavias man, the tamish ashach, all those Eilus of Yom Tov that have Fiyazman, those have a Shira, as opposed to the Eilus Nadava was saying doesn't have a Shira, and if it doesn't have a Shira, it makes sense that we make Gzeir even not to have a Shira, because if it's voluntary, it could lead to confusion. So we're saying the Eilus Nadava does not have a Shira, because we have to marmot.